declaring war on robocalls.
They are costing people hundreds of thousands of dollars in fraud.
California train derailment.
Boom, that fast, just flip.
Rainforest inferno.
They're burning an enormous bonfire of Amazon log.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. We've all heard it.
The IRS is filing lawsuit against you.
We all hate it. The robocall. Now there's a new commitment to stop them. All 50 states, D.C., and 12 major phone companies are taking new action. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein.
With all these commitments that the telephone companies are making, we will have much greater ability to know who it is who is breaking our laws. And when we notify the carriers whose networks it is that are carrying those calls and they refuse to take action, they will be violating our unfair and deceptive trade practices law.
The CBS's Anna Werner says despite the declaration of war, the battle plan includes mostly voluntary steps.
Companies say they will offer free call blocking tools to customers. That includes blocking unwanted calls and deploying a system that labels fake calls. They also agreed to dedicate sufficient resources to investigate suspicious calls and patterns. There's no timeline for the 12 major companies to make good on these voluntary promises. This agreement targets scam robocallers, so legal robocallers like debt collectors are still allowed.
And correspondent Jamie Yukas has details on a major crackdown on another annoyance, internet scams that have cost victims millions.
80 defendants are accused of hacking email accounts to convince businesses and individuals to make bogus payments. The suspects would then funnel that money to Nigeria.
The money launderers routinely went as far as registering fictitious business names with LA County so they could open bank accounts in the fictitious business names.
Prosecutors say the alleged thieves stole $6 million and tried to make off with another $40 million. The suspects also allegedly used online romance scams, similar to the one that Debbie Montgomery Johnson fell victim to in 2010.
I talked to him a few times. I mean, we messaged every day.
The widowed mother of four thought she was communicating with a British businessman, only to find out it was a Nigerian con man. She says she lost much of her life savings.
For an increasing number of American cities and small towns, it's been the year of the cyber attack. Live to CBS's Gary Nunn.
Hackers are taking wholesale aim at critical services like communications, police, and utilities, crippling operations costing millions of dollars. Cybersecurity expert Ken Barthold.
Why knock off the Wells Fargo when you can take out the 7-Eleven a lot easier? You can do it on a volume basis because ransomware is now really a shotgun approach.
And security consultant David Kennedy says that hackers demand ransom in cryptocurrency.
It's very difficult to track these folks through Bitcoin, and that's where this whole ransomware market has really spawned off and boomed.
The New York Times is reporting more than 36 municipalities have become victims of cyber attacks this year. Steve?
Now to Sacramento, where a commuter train derailment left more than 24 people hurt and others unnerved.
The guy in front of me, he hit the bench in front of him so hard and so bad, he tore the whole lower, his leg open all the way across.
Fire Captain Keith Wade.
Total number of patients that we have is 27. 13 of them were transported to two local area trauma hospitals.
The cause is under investigation, but it appears the train hit a maintenance train. Thousands of people forced out of their homes because of a wildfire about 200 miles north of San Francisco.
My neighbor screaming next door because we've been through this before. As soon as we saw how close it was, we just all knew we had to get out.
Winds that were whipping the flames have died down. 7 people went to the hospital after smoke filled the cabin of a Hawaiian Airlines flight from California to Hawaii. Passengers and crew went down emergency slides to get out after the landing in Honolulu. The airline blames an engine seal leak. Overseas, Vladimir Putin has ordered the Russian military to prepare a response to the U.S. test of a missile that would have been banned under a treaty the two countries tore up a few weeks ago. Putin insists he doesn't want to see a new arms race. The raging fires in Brazil's Amazon rainforest are gaining global attention, and critics contend the country's president's not doing enough to curb widespread deforestation. NASA scientist Doug Morton says the fires are a threat the world has to take seriously.
Fires are directly burning into Amazon rainforests, and that releases the carbon stored in those trees. The carbon then enters the atmosphere as carbon dioxide or methane, where it contributes to the greenhouse gases that are causing climate change.
Well, G7 leaders plan to discuss the situation in Brazil at their meeting in France this weekend. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says another issue is high on President Trump's agenda.
The president heads tonight for a summit with global leaders that he believes should be larger. Russia was kicked out of what was then known as the G8 after it invaded Crimea. After 5 years, Mr. Trump says it's time for Russia to be brought back into the fold. French President Emmanuel Macron, who's hosting the summit, says it would be a strategic error to invite Vladimir Putin before he agrees to respect Ukrainian sovereignty.
Well, federal prosecutors have subpoenaed around 20 staffers at the New York City jail where Jeffrey Epstein died. It raises the possibility of criminal charges, reports of detailed security lapses, and phony record books. A Connecticut tourist is charged with manslaughter on the island of Anguilla after a confrontation that led to the death of a worker at the resort. CBS's Errol Barnett has new information.
Jeshuane Clark is a bellman at Anguilla's Mayuhana Resort. He says he was the first person to find Scott Hapgood restraining another hotel employee, Kenny Mitchell, on the floor of Hapgood's hotel bathroom April 13th.
I saw Kenny and Mr. Hapgood over Kenny.
Clark says he saw Hapgood's forearm on Mitchell's neck and was told Mitchell came after Hapgood with a knife asking for money.
I keep telling him, okay, yes, I understand what you are saying, but you still need to give him proper breathing space.
Clark says he and his security manager tried to intervene, but Hapgood refused to budge for roughly 30 minutes.
Some satisfaction for the Rolling Stones. At their Rose Bowl concert last night, it was revealed NASA has named a rock on Mars in honor of the band. Off the coast of Louisiana, a small island is under siege. CBS's Maria Villarreal takes us to Isle de Jean Charles.
The island's natural barriers are being eaten away by intruding saltwater from the Gulf. Back in 2016, a federal grant worth $48 million was awarded to the state of Louisiana for a resettlement project that would move anyone off the island to a new community nearly 40 miles north. But not everyone is happy that this is the only solution.
Oh, it's definitely distrust. You talking to native people and government.
Yeah, everybody used to live back here.
People were living back there back in the 70s.
Yes, ma'am.
Steve Billiott, a local shrimper, took us out on the bayou. All around us, we saw what was once Louisiana land. Now it's a lost world surrounded by trees stuck in the sea like forks.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.